are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, well, it looks like I ate too many latkes or potato pancakes. Right, it's Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Woo-hoo, yay, happy Hanukkah. Oh, I'm bloated. I am so bloated. Everybody always asks, Dahlia, why do you guys eat greasy food on Hanukkah? I don't know. It's tasty. I mean, you know, we love our latkes and our jelly donuts and stuff. But I think there is some history. I mean, okay, let's take a look at this whole Hanukkah history, right? Okay, right. You know, we had the candles and the Maccabees and all that. Okay, well, a lot of people think it was the Romans. It wasn't the Romans at the time. It was the Syrians and I guess the Greeks. Okay, this was back in 200 BC, and I guess the first king Antiochus was pretty cool. Okay, he said, you know what, Jews, you can do whatever the hell you want, I'm happy. Then I guess his son was kind of mean. And he comes in and he goes, no, all Jewish people have to worship, you know, Greek gods. So they desecrated the second temple. Then they put Zeus up there. And a lot of the Jews were like, nah, you know, Zeus isn't really for me. I mean, that's a literal translation, you know, not my thing. And then I guess there was a Jewish priest at the time. We have priests in Judaism, too. You know, I mean, true, I don't do confession. I probably should. But I think that would really tax the average Jewish priest to the point where, you know, they couldn't do work. You know, I'd be in there 24/7. So we don't have Jewish priests anymore. We have rabbis. But anyway, there was a Jewish priest, Mattathias, and he had five sons. Okay, and these guys... One of the oldest sons, Judah, was Judah Maccabee. You guys heard about the Maccabees? Now, these guys were like, okay, no one's messing with us. So they ended up fighting the Syrians. And within 2 years, they drove the Syrians out of Jerusalem. And boom, they actually used guerrilla warfare tactics. You know, really, they were really, really good. I mean, if we want to figure out what the heck is going on, you know, with Iran and the nuclear missiles or whatever, you get a bunch of Maccabees. I mean, these guys were muscular. They were burly, handsome. I mean, these Maccabees rocked it, all right? You know, that's why when we Jews eat, I mean, we eat like a Maccabee, okay? You know, we're not really frail. I mean, we eat like we're busting some butt. Anyway, they were able to clean up the second temple, rebuild it, and I guess they had to light a menorah. Oh, my mom would be really upset at the way I'm recanting this story here, all right? But look, this is how I figured it out. You know, I skipped a lot of days in Sunday school. This is how I got it, all right? So there's a candle, and it was supposed to be lit. You light it for 8 days, right? 8 days. But the problem is they didn't have enough oil. So they thought it would, you know, peter out after one, and it didn't, which is the big miracle. So everyone's like, oh, yay, God's happy with us, dude. Yeah, rock on. So, you know, menorah lit for 8 candles. And so one of the theories is the reason why we fry and grease up all our food is to celebrate the oil. I don't think that's true. I just think potato pancakes are delicious. You know, and for those of you who never had a potato pancake, imagine one of those hash browns you get at McDonald's or Jack in the Box, right? But 1,000 times better. That's, yeah, onions, potato, salt, pepper. The problem is these suckers are like those, like a hockey pucks. And my husband, I don't cook. I can't cook. My husband makes them, I mean, thick like hockey pucks. So right now I got one sitting. Yeah, remember I had a meatball or something the other month? Okay, when I got this big latke, and it's not doing as well. You know, because you're supposed to, if you want to be healthy, you kind of, whenever you cook something or fry something, you should really have a bunch of paper towel to pick up the grease. You know, with me, I was too hungry that I, you know, ripped one away from him before, you know, the grease finished boiling. So I burned myself and I ate it, but it was good. All right. But it's a good holiday. It's a good holiday. Now, what's interesting that a lot of people don't realize is they think the first holiday celebration back then was for Hanukkah. It really wasn't. They didn't have time to celebrate one of the earlier holidays, Sukkot, which is kind of like a festival, you know, of the harvest. So they were celebrating that and then later turned it to Hanukkah. But Hanukkah is not supposed to be a really, really big holiday. Okay, the only reason why it's a big holiday is because we have Christmas. You know, so all of us Jewish kids, you know, are kind of sitting around, right, going, really, really, all my friends get to have a Christmas tree and stockings and Santa Claus, really, you know, because our big holiday in Judaism is actually Purim. That's a holiday in the spring. You dress up in costumes. You have noisemakers. That's supposed to be the big present holiday, but we kind of changed everything around because Christmas is so much fun. You know, we do Hanukkah and Hanukkah presents and you know, some of that. Although, you know, Hanukkah presents, we're supposed to get a present every night for 8 days. Okay, with this recession, my kids have 1.5. All right? No, I cannot get them each 8 presents. The cat's got a present. The dog's got a present. Hubby got a present. Mother got a present. Kids, okay, maybe I got, you know, but also, you know, keep in mind, when we were young, right? When you guys wrap presents under the Christmas tree or under the menorah, my mom would wrap up some Play-Doh. Or I'd have like a yo-yo. That would count as one present. Nowadays, you know, my kids per present, well, one's supposed to be, you know, Old Republic, right? Now they're really into Old Republic. We got Kyle working the dials tonight, and Kyle told me about it. When I told them about it, I'm like, oh my God, yeah. Oh, I gotta play Star Wars Old Republic. You know, this is kind of the World of Warcraft competitor, you know, for George Lucas. Okay, so they want that as one present. Present number two is Xbox. Present number three is iPhone. That's not happening. Not gonna happen. So, you know, my kids are spoiled. I mean, so, you know, the olden days, yeah, you could actually just, you know, wrap up a Play-Doh. But what are you gonna do? So I wrap up a Latke. The problem is that sucker drips. Yeah. So, you know, that's holidays. So for any of you celebrating, happy, happy Hanukkah. And, for any of you, celebrating Christmas this week, very merry, heartwarming Christmas. I just love this week. Excited. I was just at Opportunity Village. We have something here locally where it, helps house and teach, autistic and, people with cerebral palsy and adults. They have work programs, et cetera. And so their big fundraiser is brilliant. Sponsors buy a tree, decorate the tree, and they have this magical forest. And, you know, they also sell rides and food and whatever. And, you know, we always donate a tree, and the tree gets better and better. We do a Dr. Dahlia Show tree, has a little medical tree and stuff. No endoscopes. I have like hearts and stuff like that. So, beautiful. They raise a lot of money. And honestly, if any of your cities, you know, need a good fundraiser, do a magical forest because it's gorgeous and it really gets you in a holiday mood. All right, guys, when we come back, a lot of cool stuff on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star juice extractors and Energy Star hydraulic juice presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com. Your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. you can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, we are boogie woogie today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Pete from Fresno writes, so what did you get your kids for Hanukkah? Oh, no. I didn't want to say. It was hubby's idea. He bought them BB guns. I think they had these BB guns at Walmart. And that's what he bought. And the kids have been shooting at the cans. And I've been screaming my head off, you know, because we have dogs, we have cats, you know, and my butt's in the way sometimes. So I'm not very, very happy. We do have, you know, other days left. I mean, you know, I bought them underwear. And I think I bought them like a Nerf gun. But my husband got them BB guns. And then, I mean, my older son, he's a good shot. So, yeah, so no, I'm not really too happy about that. Everybody, I mean, I you know, being an ER doc, you know, in my former life, I mean, I dealt with too many BB injuries. No, I'm not happy. And, you know, my boys fight and they're competitive. And, you know, I could just see one brother tell the other brother, you know, go set up the target, you know, and then shoot him in the butt. So, yeah, yeah. All right. So we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot of interesting stories, okay? Apparently, there's still a lot of controversy back and forth where they're mentioning even be tested for prostate cancer, and a recommendation that even if you have it, we just watch. We're also going to talk about how there's actually a plastic wand that doctors will wave to increase your chances of becoming pregnant. I'm serious. They wave a plastic wand. I'll tell you guys about it. Then we got some scientists that are growing skin in the laboratory so you don't have to use animals. But the skin they're getting this from is donors who are giving their foreskin. Yeah. Really, they can't take the elbow skin. You know, let's just go into the story. I got more stories, but I just, okay, we got to go into this here. Okay, this is crazy. Okay, so they say a secret laboratory growing new human skin from baby foreskins has been hailed a medical breakthrough by scientists at Europe's biggest research organization. It's called the Skin Factory at Fraunhofer Institute in Stuttgart, Germany. Take cells from foreskins donated to the project and grow swatches of skin for use in testing cosmetics and other consumer products. Okay, this hopefully will replace animal testing, because again, you need to test if it, you know, hurts the skin, makes it chafe. But see, I think foreskin, you know, if you look at skin, is rougher skin than other skin. I mean, if you put a lot of products on your face, I don't think face skin is the same as foreskin skin. Foreskin skin. See, I don't even really want to talk about this because I know some of you are eating right now. But like, okay, so like, let's take it for example. What is a very, very soft skin? Oh, I can't think of it. I know all skin is supposed to be the same, but you know what I mean? Like your elbow, your heel of your foot, it's chafed, it's thicker. Okay, skin around the, you know, well, you know what? Maybe it is delicate. You know what? I don't even want to think about it. First of all, where are they getting the donors? Okay, anyway, so what they could do is they could extract a single layer of cells from each foreskin and then grow on layer. I guess somebody counts. And then grow on layers of collagen and connective tissue in the Skin Factory, a sealed growing environment just 7 meters by 3 meters and 3 meters high. They say kept at a constant temperature of 37 degrees centigrade. You could tell this article came from Europe because they're talking centigrade and they're talking meters. And no, I really don't feel like, you know, anyway. All right. So, boys have to be under 4 years old for the foreskins to count. See, don't you do circumcision by day 8 when in the hospital? I don't think your average 3.5-year-old boy is going to let you do it. The older the skin is, the worse it performs. Yeah, and the worse the baby feels. A 4-year-old isn't even a baby. They say the process can produce 10 million cells from a single foreskin. I'm sorry. I want to get through this. And make skin up to 5 millimeters thick in just 6 weeks. Now, European authorities are examining the Skin Factory to see if it could be used commercially. They're examining it. Don't slip. It's logical that would want to take the operation to a bigger scale, meaning use grown-up men foreskin. In the future, there are all sort of possible applications for the Skin Factory, like cancer research, pigmentation, allergic reactions. Okay, now, you know, I need to be mature about this, okay? I know a lot of you are going, gross, this is stupid. But, you know, remember, think about it. When we're doctors, we don't really care about orifices and you know, we don't care if something's from the penis versus the elbow versus the underarm. You know, skin is skin. You know, and so we, it's not like we're giggling and making jokes. Okay, you know, doctors are very mature. We're, you know, and No, we're not. All right, so apparently, you know, I guess I don't know how many pounds of foreskin get whopped off, you know, a year with circumcisions, but I guess they, now, you know, it's funny because the picture I'm looking at in this paper from Daily Mail, I mean, the kid is sitting there with a rattle and happy. You know, my kids, I don't even know what we did with the foreskin. I'm a little nervous because I made a quiche. And I remember my piece was chunky. Okay, this is gross. Not funny. Let's be serious here, people. Okay, but you know what? Okay, there's already now been that, you know, regulation where we can't use chimps. You know, because, you know, they want to now cutting, you know, have us cut back on using chimps for research unless it's going to be like a life proof, you know, a life saving type of experiment that they're investigating. So, you know, I can understand that. I mean, if there's ways that they could actually grow human tissue as opposed to using an animal, yeah, use a human tissue. You know, it just, again, you know, there's, you know, we shed skin all the time. You know, I think there's plenty of plenty of ways to shed skin. Okay, let's start talking. Let's move into the prostate, because honestly, while we're below the belt, we might as well just stay there, let the ratings fall, and then after the commercial break, I could boost the ratings back up with a different topic. But, all right, doctors, patients, insurance companies, the government, everybody wants better ways to detect and treat prostate cancer, okay? Apparently there's a lot of false positives. If the PSA is high, they do the biopsy. The biopsy has risk. Any of you that have ever had a prostate biopsy, there's pain, there's risk of bleeding. Let's say you do have prostate cancer. Do you go right to treatment? Do you get radiation therapy? Do you have it taken out? And I think the biggest frustrating aspect of this whole prostate cancer dilemma is no two urologists, right, agree. Everybody has their own protocol, and we just diagnosed a friend with prostate cancer. Again, his PSA was normal, but because it jumped, I didn't like the amount that it jumped, even though it was still within the normal range. I think he went from like 1.1 to 2.1. I thought that was too quick, too high. Sent him to the urologist. Urologist like, you got prostate cancer. You know, and so he's trying to get opinions on what he should do, and every person he got an opinion from said something different. And I have one patient who actually, we did find prostate cancer, and he underwent radiation. He didn't have the prostatectomy where the prostate was removed. He had the radiation, but he's having some impotence. And, you know, he's saying, you know, he tells me he got multiple opinions from urologists, and the majority of the opinions lean toward radiation as opposed to removing the prostate or watching. And now he wishes he would have just watched. He said, I shouldn't have done anything. I'm unhappy. I have some erectile dysfunction, and I should have just watched the PSA. Now, our problem with that is, number one, is cancer, remember, still unpredictable. Yes, many prostate cancers are slow growing, but there's also some unpredictable ones, right? That's what makes a cancer cell. It's unpredictable. If we could predict a cancer cell, it wouldn't be called cancer. It would be called a cell or a predictable cell, right? Number two is, I can't tell you how many times I've, you know, had people watch their CEA level or their CA120, you know, or different like CEAs for colon cancer. Then you have like the CA19 for pancreatic cancer, et cetera. PSA is for prostate, and it doesn't change with the cancer like they say. For example, I had a patient whose CEA had colon cancer stage 4, was watching his CEA per him and his doctor, and the CEA didn't change. Meanwhile, he comes to me, you know, and he starts not being able to breathe. He starts coughing up blood. And I'm like, you got a mass in your chest. Okay? I know your CEA hasn't moved, but you have cancer. And it turned out to actually be colon cancer that went to his lungs. But the CEA still stayed at the same level. It was high, but it was still at the same level. Didn't budge. So meanwhile, he is having cancer growing right in front of him and his doctor. And no, you know, so, watching and waiting still, I don't think is the best protocol either, because what if the PSA doesn't go up? Meanwhile, your cancer is spreading. We rely too much on tests. And remember, we're doing this because we're trying to predict nature. And maybe nature doesn't want to be predicted. So, you're going to see more and more of this back and forth. You know, should somebody with prostate cancer just watch it? Should somebody with a high PSA have it biopsied? What should we do? And I don't know if we're going to come up with anything standard, because again, we still don't have any standards for lawsuits, right? A doctor says watch and wait and the cancer spreads to the bones. He's getting sued. Not many people are going to recommend that. So when we come back a little bit more on this and then more cool stories, 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now, UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. For any of you that want to follow me on Twitter, please do at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. I could give you up-to-date medical updates and health news or just any other news. I guess Jessica Lange and Sam Shepard broke up. I thought that was pretty significant, so I'll let you guys know about that. I think Deborah Messing, you know, from Will and Grace and her hubby broke up. Chaz Bono, right? Transgender daughter of Cher. And Sonny broke up. Yeah, so that. Okay, so sometimes I'll give you guys entertainment news, you know, anything that I think is significant. But for your medical and health updates, please follow me on Twitter. And if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show brought to your town, just call your news station, news talk, radio station, AM station, FM. I don't care. Tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to them, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. All right, so before the break, we were talking about prostate cancer. And, you know, people always ask me, well, I mean, how common is it? I mean, it's common. I mean, one-third of men ages 40 to 60, right, are probably going to get, they say, some sort of prostate cancer. And they say three-quarters of men over 85 have prostate cancer. Although they say many of them are, you know, probably not going to kill them. They say lifetime risk of death from prostate cancer is only about 2.5%. Median age of death from prostate cancer, when will prostate cancer kill you? Usually 80 years old. But still, it's the second greatest cause of male cancer deaths after lung cancer. Lung cancer is number one, right? Killing 32,000 men a year. So it's still significant. And the problem I think a lot of us doctors have is we're watching the news and, you know, they're telling us because of the U.S. task force. Again, U.S. task force, remember, think about where it's coming from here. You know, they're saying, well, you know, maybe we really don't need to treat a high PSA. Maybe we really don't need to treat the prostate cancer. Maybe we, you know, and again, remember, they want to save money. They know that the baby boomers are aging. They know that more and more people want to be tested for cancer. It's expensive. So they're trying to talk a lot of us out of getting tested. But then, you know, you do your testimonials from patients and go, look, you know, I would have rather just lived with the cancer or let it kill me than deal with the erectile dysfunction or any issues. I guess one person had issues with radiation to the prostate. It bothered the bowels, and now he has bowel issues, some incontinence, et cetera. And so, you know, we can't take it lightly. You know, I know we as doctors, and of course, because, you know, for liability and, you know, sake, and just because, you know, we always want to go for broke, you know, we'll say, you know, get the cancer fixed. You got cancer, cut it out or treat it. You know, it's very hard for a doctor to say, let it sit, because we go through medical school being scared to death of cancer. They show us cancer cells. We see it. We see what it does. We see what it does to patients. Absolutely scary. You know, I never got sick when I was in medical school, even when I was pregnant. I remember I was, you know, even when I was, I remember I had to sit through an 8-hour surgery while I was, you know, kind of having morning sickness, but that's not when I got sick. I only got sick once. Actually, almost. I was able to, you know, barely hold it back. When a woman came in, to us saying she was kind of embarrassed, you know, husband had noticed an odor, you know, down there, and she had never had a pap smear, but she's a little embarrassed. Can we take a look? And when I took a look, she had a completely necrotic cervix, and there was probably bacteria, anaerobes, aerobes, et cetera, and the, you know, odor of the necrosis was so bad, I almost fainted, and I couldn't evaluate her anymore. I had to have somebody else take the biopsy. It was that bad, that rancid. It was rotting. She was rotting. Okay. And, you know, in medical school, you see that. We talked about maggots yesterday. We talked about, you know, you see rotting flesh. You see this stuff. And I don't want to go into too much detail because I know some of you are eating right now. But it's, I mean, we see a lot. And so, of course, we have the fear of God in us. I mean, we're scared to death. So, to, you know, here we are 20 years out or 30 years out, 40 years out to now, you know, change, do an about face and go, okay, don't treat the cancer, let it grow, is just counterintuitive to a lot of us. Okay, now some of the newer doctors are being taught save money, save money, save money, good for all. You know, we need to give healthcare to all, so don't, you know, spend all our resources on one person. They're going to die anyway. So, so I know the younger students are being trained a little differently. Actually, I'm going to be having one of my medical students on my Saturday show. And we're going to do a live show at KDWN in Las Vegas with the medical center just to kind of get the perspective. What are they learning versus what are we learning? And, of course, they are learning to save money. They are learning not to run a test. Yet, boom, they rotate through my office. I'm like, look, child, right? You find the cancer. And again, because cancer scares us. And, you know, a study just came out yesterday saying people who had previous cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, et cetera, are more inclined to get melanoma. So now having one type of cancer can cause you to have others. There, you know, melanoma, we always thought, okay, well, if you had melanoma once, yeah, you could get another melanoma. But they're saying leukemia, prostate cancer, breast cancer, that'll put you at risk for melanoma too. So it's very hard for me as a doctor or even as a patient to go, okay, if I have a patient with cancer or if I had a prostate, which I don't, to let the cancer sit and cook. No. I'm not okay with that. But we do have to understand, going through these treatments is rough. You know, one of my friends, another friend who had prostate cancer, he was bleeding. I mean, had to go back to the hospital. It was such a bad experience getting biopsied. You know, just because I don't have a prostate doesn't mean I shouldn't empathize with people that do. And again, the reason why the prostate is such a difficult organ is because it's kind of hidden up there. You know, the prostate's supposed to make prostatic fluid to make semen. I know, I promised you guys would be off the subject, but I'm sorry, it's just kind of still dragging on. And you know, its tissue is anterior and posterior, and everybody makes jokes about the finger wave and doing a rectal exam, but the rectal exam helps us feel the posterior part. I mean, we're still not getting the whole gland in that exam because the gland is deep in there. That's why women with ovary, you know, issues, it's a lot more difficult because we got to stick a wand up inside the vagina and ultrasound and, you know, try to get in there and see it, and it hurts. Any of you that have ever had a transvaginal ultrasound, not fun. Not fun at all. All right. Any of you that have gone to the bladder, the urologist to get a cystoscopy, you know, have that put up the bladder and say, not fun. So these are organs that are kind of buried and they're very difficult to look at, very difficult to address. And, you know, I agree. They should come up with something better. You know, I know they are trying to come up with like a blood DNA test and, what are they doing? They're also coming up with a 2-gene DNA test, they say, that's 80% accurate. So what that'll hopefully do is if the PSA is high, you could do something else, like a gene test or whatever, to see if the person actually has prostate cancer. I think that's great, but I think it's going to be expensive. You know, these gene tests are never easy. Now, a while back, while we're talking about cancer, they did come up with a test for occult colon cancer, where they look at the stool and they could find cancer antigens. Okay, well, when we reported on that, I'm like, that's great. Let's do it. But now you don't hear anything about it. I don't know if they're doing it at all. I don't know if it's just in Europe. But, I mean, you know, they're already there. They could come up with ways for you to look in hopefully urine or stool to find cancer antigens. Well, then just figure it out already. But do not tell, you know, vulnerable Americans watching the news and listening to the media to watch and wait. Because you want people to save money so you can pay for Obamacare. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're always dragging Obamacare into this, right? But I mean, what do you think my show is about? Bashing Obamacare. No, it's not. It's not. It's not about that. It's telling you the medical news, interpreting what these news reports are, and what are you supposed to take from it. So last year when they said don't get mammograms in your 40s, I had a lot of patients and listeners upset and scared. And I'm going to give you my opinion as a doctor. That's why I'm on the air. You're getting an honest doctor's opinion. And as a patient, a doctor, a business owner, a daughter, a mom, I'm going to, yeah, give you my opinion. But there's going to be some fact with it. All right, because I have had experience with patients, I've had experience with cancer, I've had experience, okay, and you're going to hear my opinion. So if you're being told that you could possibly watch away prostate cancer, I'm going to have an opinion on that, and my opinion is that doesn't fly with me, okay? You know, I know many prostate cancers are slow, but I think they're unpredictable, and I think they're trying to train us to think more cheaply, to save money, and I don't want to miss cancers. Remember the Miss Venezuela was 28 years old, diagnosed with breast cancer and died. We can't mess around with cancer, people. It's cancer. All right, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, we are back on the the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, although I know it's been a little quiet with the calls. If I'm not live, you end up getting the message line, and I'm sorry, you know, one of these days we're going to work this where I could be live in your area 3 hours a day. It's just, again, you guys have to help me work on your radio stations. I know many of you hear me about an hour at a time. I try to make sure you all get the same headline. So I know we're coming up on the last segment of this hour. Anything pretty good and juicy, I'll definitely tell you also. All right. And don't forget to follow me on drdahlia.com on Twitter so I could give you the latest and the greatest. And go to my website also. You can email me if you have any questions on my website. And after the holidays, start thinking about summer because we are still booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan cruise. And that's going to be fun. Okay, really quickly. Supreme Court is going to, in March, looks like, has already apportioned out 3 days to listen to oral arguments for the healthcare cases. But it doesn't look like it's, you know, a big 8-hour affair like we saw with the Conrad Murray trials or whatever. It's like 2 hours one day, an hour on another, hour and a half on another. I mean, I don't know what the Supreme Court work days are. I thought they worked 8 hours a day. But it's going to be like just a few hours, and that's it, over 3 days. Right? And then they're going to hopefully make the decision by June. So, yeah, I know we are all, you know, waiting with bated breath on that one. But that's the latest and the greatest on that. Supreme Court going to deal with it March 26th to 28th in terms of hearing oral arguments, but it's only going to be an hour here and there. Why life is easy. Okay, so what's this plastic wand? Okay, they say a plastic wand can double your chances of being pregnant. Now, when I read that, I'm like, really? Really? What's going on? But I see what happened. Okay, what they found, these researchers, and let me see where these researchers are from, because I love to give credit where credit's due. Ooh, Israeli. Oh, Israeli. Tov me'od. Shalom. Okay, Israeli researchers. Good. What they did is they found 45 women who had undergone a uterine biopsy, you know, where they take tissue out of sample, had actually twice the rate of pregnancies and births as a control group. So what they realized is, wait a second. So if you had to have a procedure done, let's say, on your uterus, maybe it stimulates cells, gets things juicy again, you know, starts to prepare the lining of the uterus for implantation. So what they did is they developed an actual, I think it looks like a pipette called a pipel. It's a long plastic tube device where they shove it, well, okay, where they place in and they actually turn it 360 degrees to scratch the lining of the uterus. Now, they said they gave, you know, patients painkillers 30 minutes before the procedure, and they carried this procedure out twice a month, and they found that the pregnancy rate doubled in women that had the scraping procedure done. So basically, that's where they get this waving a wand. They're waving this plastic wand, basically, but it's a rotational type of curetting that they're doing in a 360 degrees process. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I mean, it makes a little sense. You know, sometimes, remember we were talking about maggots and debriding and wound ulcers? Sometimes you have to take off tissue to allow it to regrow. You know, we've done that with people with scars. They'll have nasty scars. And to do scar division, well, you cut it out and let the tissue regrow and see how it does. And you know, remember, becoming pregnant is a very, very involved process. Everything has to go right. The egg, you have to ovulate. The sperm has to be able to go up through the cervix, the uterus, go up into the fallopian tube. It has to be able to attach to the egg. Then it and the egg has to be able to come back down. Then it has to implant in the uterus lining. And so, you know, one issue that some people are having is the uterine lining. And this may help with that. Cool stuff. I think that's cool. That's cool. Much cooler than the whole foreskin story. Okay, now, this is something I'm going to be talking about also in the next hour. Researchers found that a diet rich in selenium and nickel may actually help cut the risk of pancreatic cancer, all right? Whereas arsenic, lead, and cadmium increase your chance of pancreatic cancer. Now, pancreatic cancer scared the hell out of us because of Steve Jobs, Patrick Swayze, although they had different types. Patrick Swayze had the more aggressive, common type of pancreatic cancer. So they say if you eat more lentils, oats, and nuts, that gives you more, I believe, nickel, selenium, that you could get from Brazil nuts, bread, fish, meat, and eggs, also helps as well. So that's selenium and nickel. Whereas you definitely want to avoid lead. You want to avoid, arsenic, cadmium. I'm fine avoiding arsenic. No problem there. I don't think the levels in the apple juices that were found, you know, really would put you at risk for pancreatic cancer, but I guess, I don't know, people being stupid one day licking arsenic could. Okay. Also, other foods high in nickel is asparagus, beans, mushrooms, pears. We really got to fix that. And tea. Peas, too. Foods rich in selenium. We just talked about Brazil nuts, sunflower seeds, eggs, oily fish like tuna and sardines. Now, tobacco contains cadmium. I'm not talking about the Cadbury eggs, you know, for Easter. No, no, no. This is cadmium. All right. And we've also known that people that smoke are more inclined for prostate cancer because a third of all cases of pancreatic cancer are from people who smoke. So I don't know. I guess get those lentils in and those beans. Okay. Now, this has come out. This is very kind of concerning. This is a French report where 30,000 women. All right. I don't know what I'd do if I was one of these women, possibly have a breast implant that may cause them cancer. All right. The implant, and I guess this implant has been used in Europe and I believe the Americas as well. All right. There's concern supplied by Poly Implant Prothese, PIP. All right. I had used a non-authorized silicone gel that caused abnormally high implant rupture rates. And they say 8 cases of cancer has so far been reported in patients with these PIP implants. So now what they want to do is actually they're opening up a criminal investigation to the firm, right, because they've had over 2,000 complaints. And now they're trying to find the 30,000 women who possibly have them to tell them to go back to their plastic surgeons and see if they want them removed. And I have this on my Facebook. You see the picture of the implant. I mean, it looks like a deformed amoeba. I mean, it doesn't really look that good. I know we talk about silicone implants versus saline implants, and silicone usually causes the implant to be a better cosmetic implant. You have less problems in terms of cosmetic and needing it redone as opposed to the saline. But, you know, saline's a little safer. You know, we've talked about that. Even though years ago when they tried to say that the silicone caused lupus and rheumatic type issues, that had been disproven, I still would hate to have a breast implant rupture and have that stuff seeping into my system. You know, we talked about in the olden days, they would just inject silicone into the breast. And so I have a couple patients where the silicone slid down into the stomach. So they have these hard worm-like lumps in their abdomen of the silicone that was injected that just, you know, slithered down. It's crazy. It's crazy what people do. No, I don't have breast implants. I don't. I wanted to get them, you know, when I wanted to face the right direction, but I had some nip tuck and I'm good, but I never needed implants. So no, I'm in the clear. I don't know if I would want the whole implant thing because, you know, if you do get implants, you don't just put them in and you're done. You know, if you have implants, a lot of times, you know, 10 years, you need them changed out. And yeah, that's kind of a tough surgery to go through. You know, I know people get them all the time in Hollywood. Everybody looks so good and easy, but it's kind of difficult. You got drains. If you got kids and kids are always banging on your chest, they don't mean to, but they do. Not fun. And also I'm at high risk for breast cancer with the breast cancer in my family. So my doctor, you know, has already chewed me out for what I've done. And he said, if I stick an implant in there, he's going to pop it. So I don't get to have implants, which stinks because if I later have a TV career, you know, with my radio career, I really want to look good. I want to look good. So we'll see what happens. Okay, really quickly, I know a lot of you are skiing. All right, well, a 7-year-old boy is critically ill right now from falling off a chairlift at California Sugar Bowl Ski Resort. Okay, he was taken to Renown Medical Center in Reno, Nevada, where he had surgery to relieve pressure in his skull from a head injury. All right, these ski lifts, you got to watch your kids. Okay, there's no seat belts in them. And if a kid falls from a ski lift, they could die. So please, please be careful. All right, guys, great show. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board for more Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.